Slide 16, training the diphthongs. Certainly, we start with the first level vowels, and we make sure that the first level vowels are clear. A child cannot say ew if he doesn't produce a clear e and a clear oo. He cannot produce ow if he can't produce a clear ah and a clear oo. So again, we don't begin the diphthongs until we're starting to hear very clear primary vowels or first level vowels. We can use the same multisensory techniques that we've already been using, the same hand cues, the exaggerated models, the amplification, the repetition, the resistance, the touch experiences, and so forth. And we can train the child using a very classic technique where we train them to say the first part, we train them to say the second part, and then we train them to make the transition between the two. So if I'm teaching a child to say I make sure I teach him to say ah, I make sure to teach him to say e, and then I teach him to say I. So I will work with my client by telling him, say ah, good job. Say e, good job. Say I, and then teach him to sequence it together. I like to work the diphthongs alone first, just like working on a phoneme in isolation, and then set them into simple one- and two-syllable words. We could call this working in diphthong tracks, which is described further on slide 17. On slide 17, you have a chart with rows and columns. Notice the rows, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, suggest each of the diphthongs, I, ow, oi, eu, and a. And the columns, A, B, and C, represent words that can be practiced when a child is producing the diphthong alone. And I like to write the diphthong as VV. That's my own shorthand way of indicating there's two vowels in a row, but they're sequenced together, VV. And in the second column, in column B, we have words that are CVV structure. And in the third column, we have words that are diphthong consonant, or VVC. So if we look at vowel number one, I, or I should say diphthong number one, I, we can work on words like the pronoun I and the body part I. But we can also practice words without the initial consonant. So, for example, if your child is saying hi as ah, ah, we don't first try to get that H on there to make him say ha. We work on the diphthong first and get him to say I. Same with the word bye. We don't work on the B first. We work on the diphthong first. So instead of teaching him to say ba ba, we teach him to say I, bye bye, and we add the B later. Same with ow. Still in column one, column A, I should say, vowel number two, ow. We can work on the word ow. But we can also work on words without the initial consonant. For example, the word now pronounced ow without the N. I hope you can see that what I'm doing is just trying to get you to think in slightly different terms. Instead of focusing our attention on the consonant, we focus our attention first on the vowel, then we focus our attention on the diphthongs. That's what we're doing here. And then later on, we begin to really worry about the consonants that are on there. Again, because the vowels are going to make that first 50% of intelligibility. And you can read through all of these words on your own. For example, in row number one, I, we move on from I to hi, bi, pi, my, why. We can also practice words like nice, pronounced ni, and kite, pronounced kai. And then putting the diphthong at the front in column C, we can work on words like I'm and ice. And we can work on words like light, pronounced it, and nice, pronounced ice, and so forth. And if you study this chart, you'll have examples of words. I tried to choose words that are very common in children whose vocabulary is very limited.